Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah discusses the Megadif, the blasphemer. As we've seen in the previous Mishnah, if a person blasphemes the Almighty, God forbid, they are liable for skila, stoning. And the Mishnah begins, HaMegadif, one who blasphemes, eino chayv, is not obligated, or does not receive the capital punishment, ad shiifaris es Hashem, until he uses the name of God explicitly, the holy name with the yud, a hay, a vav, and a hay. Or according to the Rambam's opinion, even if a person would use the name Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, they would also be liable. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha says, Bechol Yom, every day, that means to say, during the deliberations of the court of a blasphemer, Dani Nesa Eidim Bekinoi, when we judge the witnesses and we go back and forth, we never have them say exactly what they heard from the blasphemer. We use a kinoi. A kinoi means a nickname or a way to hide it. Like it says, Yake Yosi es Yosi. May Yosi strike Yosi. Yosi here is just a nickname for God, a God's name. The word Yosi has four letters, just like God's special name of Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. It's also the Gematria of Elohim. So they would use a nickname so that not to actually say over the blasphemous words that they had heard. Nigmar Hadin, however, once it's time for the verdict, then they've agreed that the fellow is guilty. Lo Hargin Bikinoi. Then we cannot carry out the capital punishment just based on a nickname or a substitute for God's name. The court would kick everybody out, besides for the actual judges themselves. And they would ask the most prestigious of the witnesses, and they would tell him, before we convict this fellow, before we can put him to death, Emor, tell us, exactly, explicitly what you heard. Vehu Omer, and he has no choice but to literally say over the blasphemous words that he had heard. When the judges heard this, says the Mishnah, Vahadayan Omdin al Raglehin, they would jump up on their feet, Vikorin, and they would rent their garments, they would rip their clothing when they heard God's name being blasphemed. Veloma Ach, and the law was that the tear that they made in their clothing, they were never allowed to repair. It had to be permanently torn. And what's interesting is that the witnesses, however, didn't have to tear their clothing because when they heard originally the actual blaspheming, at that point the law was that they had to tear their clothing. The Hasheni and the second witness doesn't have to repeat it. All he says is, Af ani kamohu, I too heard the same thing. The Hashlishi, and if there's a third witness, Af ani kamohu, he as well says the same thing. We see from this Mishnah how severe it is when a person, God forbid, says something negative about the Almighty, and how the reaction to that was that these great rabbis, the holiest of people in the Jewish nation, they would rip their clothing on hearing such a thing. It shows the importance of understanding the respect that a person is due when we speak about God's name and the reverence that a person has to have when mentioning the Almighty's name. Wishing you an amazing, wonderful, successful day and a great week.